Bibles, please, and turn to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 5 this morning. Gospel of Mark chapter 5. We're going to read verses 25 through 34 this morning. I'm going to read aloud as you read silently. That's Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. Please stand to your feet as you're trying to find your place this morning. In honor of the Word of God, as we read the Word of God together, Mark chapter 5, and beginning at verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. And she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Word of God and the opportunity that we have, the freedom that we have, the responsibility that we have to have your Word of God in our hands this morning. God, help us today as our pastor comes and preaches to us. Help us to hear what the Word of God has for us individually today. Work in our hearts mightily. For that to be accomplished now, Holy Spirit, we need your help as listeners. And Father, especially Pastor Johnson, needs your Holy Spirit power as he comes to preach. Use him this morning, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, it is important, essential, that you make sure your cell phone does not go off in the service and we hear it ringing and that sort of thing. I know you don't want to be interrupting the service with a cell phone ringing, because that would be as irritating as it is anywhere else you go in life. So help us with that, please, would you? Turn it to vibrate or whatever the case may be. Now then, I want you to look at your clock. Do you have a clock device on you this morning? Look at that clock. I have approximately 3 minutes to preach this sermon. The good news is I have a 3-minute sermon. The bad news is I didn't bring it with me. But here's the thing. So we're going to have to move really quick this morning. So you're going to have to listen quickly, because you can't keep a Baptist from lunch, or they all get upset with you and it turns ugly and the spirit gets bad. So help us this morning and listen carefully, please. Last week we talked to you about a touch from God. How God reached down and touched Daniel. How that we need that in our lives. We need God to touch us in our lives. This morning I want to talk to you about the twin from that, please. And that's you and I touching God. You remember back in one of the shuttle disasters, when those dear people were up in the shuttle going into space and it blew up, killed all the people aboard, of course. And the president at the time, Mr. Reagan, made us at the memorial of the service for those dear people. He made the expression, or gave the expression, that they broke through the silvery skies and touched the face of God. As much as we need God to touch us in our lives, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You and I need to know how to touch God in our lives. There's two sides to this thing, you see. If God touches our lives, that's wonderful. Did you know you also need to reach out and touch God today? This lady the Bible talks about here, a certain woman. I like it sometimes in the Bible when God doesn't give someone a name. Because when they have a name, it's very specific. But when they use a non-specific statement like a certain woman. Here's why I like that, because it means it could be anybody. Anyone, with a special need in their life. This lady had a special need. 12 years she had been sick. 12 years she had spent all she had. 12 years she had gone to every source she could find to get healed of her plague disease, and she could not. She heard about Jesus, and she thought to herself, if I could just get to him, and maybe if I could just touch the garment that he wore, maybe just a moment of a touch, he could do something for me. The Bible says she came, and there was a great crowd around Jesus. Behind him in the press, the Bible says. That's not the liberal media. It's talking about a crowd of people that pressed around Jesus, and they were with him all the time. And they were curiosity seekers, and they're reaching out, and there's a crowd, and there's noise. And she's come for one particular need, and she works her way through that crowd and times it just right. And when Jesus passes by, she simply puts her hand out. I guarantee you, she was not the only one who touched him that day, but she must have been the only one who touched him this way. And immediately, what she needed from God, she received. And then Jesus stops and says, wait a minute, somebody touched my clothes. And the disciples are saying, well, Lord, everybody's around you. Everyone's touching you as you walk by. And he said, no, somebody touched me. And when she knew and heard him say that, she thought, he means me. And she stepped forward and testified that God had done a work with just a simple touch. You need to touch God in your life. I'm not necessarily talking about a feeling or an emotion. I'm talking about in your life where you reach out to the hand of God and the person of God, and you touch God with your life, and he touches you back again. Let's look how this lady did that this morning. First of all, would you notice something? She waited too long. It says in the Bible, would you see it quickly now? It says there in verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, verse 26, suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. She waited too long. You say, well, she was trying her best to do what she thought was best. You know, sometimes in our lives, we wait too long. We let things get out of hand. We let things go too far. We let our hearts get so hardened, or sometimes just a broken heart. Sometimes we wait too long. Sometimes we depend too much upon ourselves and not enough on God. Sometimes we wait so long that a situation is so bad and all is gone. And the Bible even goes as far as to say, not only was she not healed at all, she had gotten worse day by day by day. And she could see this in her life. Again, let's understand, this is more than just how physically she was, what her physical body was like. She was sinking. She was having a rough time. It was going badly. But she worked at this thing in her own way, in her own thinking, for 12 years. She waited too long. Don't wait too long to get to God, friend. I'm afraid we do. We treat him like a fireman. We act like, well, you know, I'll try this and I'll try that. And I'll look at this and I'll try this thing and I'll look at this thing in my life. I'll keep trying everything I can think of. And then when I'm all done, then I'll go to God. I find that if you treat God like a fireman, something's always going to be on fire in your life. There's always going to be trouble. If the only time you'll go to God is when you've tried everything else but God, you're going to waste a lot of time. 12 years of her dear life. Would you notice something else about this lady? She had to get through a crowd to get to Jesus. Verse 27, she came behind him in the press. She had to work her way through some things to get to the Lord so she could touch him. Now, in her case, there was a bunch of curiosity seekers, and as you find a few verses before, her account shows in the Bible, there was another man who came and asked Jesus for help, and that's where he was going. He was going to go help Jairus with his daughter in that situation. There were all kinds of people around Jesus, and she had to work her way through a crowd to get there. Now, in your case, my friend, you're not going to have to push through a bunch of people to get to the Lord, but I bet you're going to have to push through a crowded life to get there, aren't you? Isn't that true? Look at me. We are too cotton picking busy in our lives. God has been crowded out with too much in our living. We've got time for work and we need to work. We've got time for family and we need time for our families. We've got time for everything on this planet. Interestingly enough, we seem to have time for entertainment. We seem to have time to go out and do things. We seem to have time to play. We seem to have time to go to the gym. We seem to have time to have entertainment for ourselves. We seem to have time for friends. We seem to have time for all of these things. But our lives are like we're in a crowd and we can't get through to God. Truth is, this lady wasn't going to let the crowded things of her life keep her from getting to Jesus. You need to do that this morning. You want a touch from God? He's not going to stand in line and wait on you. You may have to press through some things to get to Him, but I assure you, He is waiting for you. Jesus is passing by. Maybe it's not just the busyness of life. Maybe your heart and life are so crowded out by excuses and reasons. We live in a society that's choking on its excuses and its reasons. And it always seems that the excuse falls in our favor to not have to do what we're supposed to do. Well, I would, but you see, Pastor Johnson, you're going to have to press through that crowd also. You know something, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to realize that we have to press through the crowd to get to Jesus. It's not because He's hiding, but because we have things between ourselves and the Lord. For some of us this morning, it's the crowd of false religion or false philosophy. You've got your own way of doing things. But you can't get a touch from God. You can't go to God and get a hold of God, but you found that religion is keeping you from that. Because the truth of it is, religion will keep you from the Lord. See, Pastor Johnson, you're a pastor of a church. What are you saying? I'm saying anyone who's not trusting Christ alone as their personal Savior, Jesus is being crowded out of their salvation. You need to trust Christ. Maybe you have to, no, not maybe. You need to repent and turn to Christ alone for salvation and trust Him as your personal Savior. Don't let the crowd keep you from coming to Christ. She had to press through the crowd to get there. And she did, by the way. Notice this, verse 27, she didn't settle for anything less. She wanted to touch His garment. And when He passed by, she pressed through the crowd. I don't know, maybe she had to stick a hand to the crowd and look. Maybe she peered over the tops of some people's heads. Maybe she pushed her way to the crowd. And when He came by, she reached out and grabbed His garment. I do not know. But I do know this, she didn't settle for getting close. She settled for nothing but touching God. Because that's who that is, Jesus, God in human flesh, walking past her. She didn't get close enough and say, oh, well, I got close. That's good enough. She wanted and knew she needed to touch God. Please don't settle for anything less than that. We've got to be careful, or we're going to settle for a superficial kind of thing with God that just doesn't really work. This shallow kind of, well, I'm satisfied with what I have and I'm okay with where I am and that's good enough for me kind of stuff, that doesn't work. You need to get through and touch God. You need to take the time to do it. Just spend time with Him. Walk with Him. Spend time with God. Do whatever it takes. You got to get up a little earlier, stay up a little later. You got to turn off the television set. You got to get away from some people. You got to do some things, but do what you must do. But don't settle for anything less than the touch you need with your God. So, Pastor Johnson, I mean, would God really care? Well, she must have known because she reached out in faith. She said, verse 28, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. Wow. We may not think she's thinking much here, but I tell you what, this lady had such faith. She thought, if I can just get that close to God, that's good. I want to get that close to Him. I want to get so close that I just believe that this man Jesus, He is the healer and the one who helped me. I just know. She had such faith there. Can I ask you a question this morning? Have you lost your faith that God really cares about you and that He could help you? And that if you honestly, genuinely, sincerely reached out, God would be there? I'm impressed with people who say, when you find I'm a pastor, I'll talk with them, and they say, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, I'm a pastor. Oh, I believe in God. And I always say, well, thank you. I think He's impressed. I'm impressed with people who think that you're impressed with people who think that they actually believe in God and that's good enough. Now look at me. He's real. Never seen Him, but He's real. Never seen the wind either. I've only seen the effects. A lot of things in life we accept by faith, you know. The truth of the matter is, she reached out in faith. She believed that if she reached out and touched him, and she said, if just the garment passes my fingertips and I touch them, I believe the garment carries the person of work of God in his life, and that'll be sufficient. I believe this. Do you think he's God enough to do something like that in just a moment? See, we think, well, everything today is so complicated. It's going to take something really big to fix this in my life, Pastor Johnson. Hey, after you go 12 years to every physician you can find, spend everything you have, and you only get worse, you know you've lost faith in other people. Have you also lost faith in God because you've lost faith in others? I can't answer for people today. I can't tell you that everybody will always be right there for you. You'll have everything you ever wanted, and no one will ever disappoint you. I cannot tell you that this morning, but I can tell you today, great is His faithfulness. You have the faith and the reach of faith because He's there. You still believe He can? You still believe He can actually help you with your situation? You believe a simple touch of God in your life, the simple handout touch, God, I need you, Lord, that's sufficient today? Yes. Because nobody can do what Jesus does. Nobody. She reached through the crowd and she touched him. And he went on his way and she was healed and nothing ever came of it. No. He's thronged by multitudes. Suddenly he stops, turns around and says, wait a minute. Somebody touched my garment. Jesus knew, the Bible said, because virtue went out of him. Only a couple of times in the Bible that's ever mentioned. Virtue simply means the effective work of God in his life. Power went out from Jesus to do the work this lady needed. And Jesus noticed the diminishing power of his life. He noticed it. He said, virtue went out of me. Power went out of me to help someone. Somebody reached out for help, and Jesus said, someone did. And he was explaining it to the disciples. The disciples were saying, well, Lord, people are just mobbing you. And you want to know who it is that touched you? Everyone's touching you. Jesus said, no, you don't understand. Someone who needed the touch, this Savior, this Lord, somebody who needed that touched me. You know what it tells you there? If there's ever a question in your mind that Jesus cares about the multitudes, but he also notices the individual, should this resolve that for you once and for all? Maybe you're thinking, well, I'd like to touch God, but I need his help in my life, but I don't think he cares about me. Yes, he does, friend. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. The Bible says we have a Savior who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He can be. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. There's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sitting right now at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and yet he knows your name, he knows you, and he knows your situation. That's how much he cares. Then in a mob of people, someone touched him for help and healing. And Jesus said, wait a minute. Somebody meant it now. You know what? If you're sincere, he is too. Did you know something? He's always sincere. But did you know that if you're sincerely reaching out to the Lord, he will know you and recognize that you tried and that you achieved what you set out to do? And he'll know. See, I couldn't believe it when I was a boy and I'd grown up in a drunkard's home for a while. I couldn't believe it when somebody told me God loved me and cared about me. It just amazed me. That was 50 years ago. I'm still amazed. I'm amazed by grace. I'm amazed by mercy. I'm amazed by love. And I'm amazed that God cares about me. But he has just as much my particular needs in life and on his mind and heart today as he does yours. But it takes a touch for the Lord to turn and notice, and that lady touched him, and he said, somebody reached out and touched me. And when then she stepped forward, listen now, when she stepped forward and the Lord had that work, that touch of the moment had healed her, when she stepped forward, the Bible said, immediately. Not after months of counseling, not after weeks and weeks of psychotherapy, in a moment, just like that. She noticed in herself that things were different. By the way, if you'll check it more carefully, you'll find she was healed of more than just her illness. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. That means complete. You know what? After 12 years of being disappointed, God took care of her disappointment. Do you know what? After 12 years of being discouraged, God took care of her discouragement. Do you know what? After 12 years of being let down in her life, God took care of that. After 12 years, God not only fixed her physically, He fixed her heart, He fixed her mind, He fixed everything. One touch. So I tried that once, Pastor Johnson, it didn't work. You must not have reached out like this lady did. Maybe just kind of give him a wave, you know. Hey, Lord, I'm over here. When you got time, I'll come see you. Or maybe you could come and visit me. Or maybe we'll do lunch. You know, that kind of junk. That shallow Christianity that looks good at church but really doesn't work in real life. This lady went down with no hope but God. And she reached out and found hope in God and healing and wholeness. I guess that means God can fix a broken heart. I guess that means God can restore a discouraged mind. I guess that means God can lift a depressed spirit. I guess that means God can do what no one else can do. When He fixes somebody, He doesn't just fix something, He fixes everything. This day and age of automobiles, the shade tree mechanic days are pretty much gone. Nowadays, you just about have to have a college degree and enough electronics to start a war in a third world country just to find out what's wrong with your car. In the old days, you could pull it under a shady tree somewhere and pretty much fix whatever you wanted to fix. But if you were like real good shade tree mechanics, you usually just fixed it enough to keep it running. You hear me make fun of Ford, so if you own a Ford, don't get offended by that. I'm just trying to point out your sin. See, the reason for that is because I owned a Ford. My brother gave me his car when he went in the service. He paid $50 for it. 1956 Ford Victoria. Yeah, that's right, they had cars back then. And the only thing that worked good on it was the spotlight. Had the handle of the spotlight on the side with the handle of the thing and you turn it off and on. That got great, worked fantastic. The rest of that car was a piece of junk. I worked on that stupid thing all the time just to get to work so I could work on my car. To pay for the parts to get me to work so I could get to work to pay for the parts to work on my car. And I can't tell you how many times I shade tree mechanic that thing to keep it running. That car was never whole. There was always, it was a piece of junk. It leaked everything, even air out of the tires. It leaked everything. See, what you should have taken, it was $50 car. What do you want me to do, invest my entire life in a $50 Ford? I was just trying to keep it running long enough to get out so I could buy a car that would actually work right. That car was never whole. When this lady touched Jesus, the Bible said He didn't just heal her, He made her whole. That means He fixed all the stuff there. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm a firm believer that the God of heaven can fix anything in life. I believe that. Now, not me, Pastor Johnson. See, here's my problem. No, you're the problem. The problem is you won't get to the crowd. The problem is you wait too long. The problem is we won't reach out like we really need Him. The problem is we really don't believe He can do what God can do, because God can do it. The problem isn't on His side. The problem is our side of the garment, not His. Because God does that. Oh, there are people in this room this morning. You touched God and He helped you. That's the only way you got through this week. That's the only way you've gotten through what you've been through these last 6, 8 months or a year or two or maybe a lifetime. The things you've experienced and known in life, were it not for the fact that God touched you and you touched Him, you wouldn't be where you are today. You know that. Don't get short-armed on God. Football, there's an expression when a receiver goes across the field in the center of the field where all the other players are, and the quarterback throws him the ball and he knows he's going to get whacked. He doesn't reach out like this. He puts his arm, he short arms the thing and lets it go past him so he doesn't get run over. Yeah, don't short arm God. Well, I don't know if it'll work for me, Pastor Johnson. I can't help you with that. I can help you with this. That lady found what she found, what she needed when she touched God. You will too, but you got to reach out by faith now. And you got to get to the crowd, and He'll be there. And when you do, He'll know it, and so will you. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning.